Welcome to the Deep Dive. Today, we're digging into something pretty transformative, actually. Mm-hmm. It's how artificial intelligence, you know, AI, is really starting to change the game for Salesforce project requirements.
Yeah, it's a big shift happening.
Absolutely. And look, if you've ever felt kind of overwhelmed by a complex Salesforce project, just trying to keep everything straight, well, this deep dive should help.
Definitely. Information overload is real in these projects.
Right. So our mission today is really to explore how AI is reshaping the way we create and manage those core building blocks.
Yeah.
You know, the epics, the user stories, acceptance criteria.
Those fundamentals.
Exactly. And we're basing our discussion on a really insightful blog post that dives into this exact topic.
Yeah, it laid things out very clearly. And It's timely, too, understanding how AI fits into that requirements lifecycle. It's moving from a nice to have to, frankly, essential for keeping projects on track.
Couldn't agree more. So maybe let's start with the basics, just for a moment. Before we jump into all the cool AI stuff, why are clear requirements just so foundational in Salesforce project? Anyway, we're talking epics, user stories, acceptance criteria, the whole package.
Exactly. They're the absolute bedrock, especially in agile Salesforce work. These three, they work together, right? They translate that big, sometimes fuzzy business vision into something, well, something developers can actually build.
Okay.
So epics, those are the big picture goals and strategy.
High level.
Mm-hmm. Then user stories break those down, smaller chunks. And they usually follow that format. As a user, I want X so that Y.
Ah, yes, the classic format. And that part is key, isn't it? It keeps the focus on the Y.
It really does. It anchors it to the business value. And then you've got acceptance criteria. These are the specifics, the checklist, almost. How do you know when that story is actually done?
The definition of done, yeah.
And when these are written well, they're super powerful. They cut down confusion massively. Developers know exactly what to aim for. Mm-hmm. They also give QA a solid basis for writing test cases. And, critically, they help stop scope creep, you know, defining what's in, but also what's out.
Yeah, that's huge. Especially in Salesforce, where one little change can ripple out, right, with all the custom stuff and integrations. Vague requirements there can be.
Right.
Disastrous.
Oh, definitely. The cost multiplies fast. The blog post we looked at cited a pretty stark number, actually.
Oh, yeah.
Core requirements contribute to something like 35% of project failures. That's from PMI.
Wow, 35%. That's significant.
It really is. And you see the results, right? What? Costly rework, pushed out go-live dates, users getting frustrated because the system doesn't work how they need it to.
And ultimately, the business just doesn't get the value it was promised.
Exactly. So strong requirements, they really are the blueprint. You can't build a solid house on a shaky foundation.
Okay. Makes total sense. But getting those requirements right using the old ways, that can be tough. We've all been there, right? Yeah. Those long workshops, endless whiteboarding, massive business requirement documents.
Oh, yeah. The traditional methods. They served a purpose, but gosh, they can be slow. Really resource intensive.
Mm-hmm.
And they're just prone to human error, aren't they? Misinterpretations creep in, especially on big programs, you know, where requirements gathering takes weeks, maybe months.
Mm.
Assumptions get made. Gaps appear.
It feels like that game of telephone sometimes. You get some high-level input from execs. It filters down.
And the business analyst has to kind of fill in the blanks.
Right. And then maybe the developer reads it slightly differently, and suddenly you're building the wrong thing or missing a key piece.
Exactly that.
Yeah.
And the consequences pile up. The solution doesn't quite fit. The budget gets blown on rework.
Endlessly fixing things.
Yeah, those rework cycles.
Yeah.
And stakeholders end up unhappy. The blog mentioned another stat from PMI, poor requirements gathering, is a factor in almost half 47% of failed projects across all industries.
47%.
Okay.
Even higher. And Salesforce has that extra twist, the whole clicks not code thing, which is great for speed sometimes.
Mm-hmm. It empowers admins and declarative developers.
But it also means things can change midstream pretty easily, right? As the team finds a new standard feature or hits a platform limit they didn't expect.
That's a really sharp point.
Huh.
Keeping the documentation perfectly synced with those kinds of rapid in-flight changes is, well, it's a nightmare sometimes.
Yeah.
And that leads to that awful moment, usually way too late, like in UAT.
Or worse, after go live.
Where you discover a critical gap. Something major was missed or misunderstood way back at the start.
Ouch. Been there.
So yeah, there's a real urgent need for something smarter, more dynamic. A way to capture requirements accurately, keep everyone aligned, and adapt to changes without the whole thing falling apart.
Okay, so this is where AI steps onto the stage, the potential game changer. How is AI actually starting to shift this whole requirements process?
Well, it's mainly through generative AI, powered by these large language models, or LLMs. You hear about them everywhere now.
Right, the tech behind things like ChatGPT.
Exactly. These models are getting really good at understanding and generating human-like text. So for requirements, instead of starting from zero, teams can use AI to, say, draft initial epics or user stories. It can summarize notes from a long meeting really quickly. It can even spot potential gaps or risks in the requirements you do have.
Okay, that sounds powerful. Speeding things up, maybe catching things humans might miss.
Potentially, yeah. Refining documentation, making it consistent.
Yeah.
It can do that incredibly fast compared to a manual process.
But it's not about replacing the humans, right? The blog was pretty clear on that.
Oh, absolutely not.
Yeah.
That's crucial. It's about augmentation, giving superpowers to the team, maybe. You still need the deep knowledge of the Salesforce experts, the BAs, the architects.
Right.
They're the ones who validate the AI's output, tailor it, make sure it actually aligns with the real business strategy. Mm. You know, human oversight is non-negotiable.
Okay, that makes sense. Augmentation, not replacement.
Yeah.
So the blog talked about specific tools. Let's start with getgenerative.ai. What did you find interesting there?
Yeah, they seem to have a few different angles. Their pre-sales agent caught my eye. It apparently analyzes inputs like meeting notes or existing docs, finds themes, and actually drafts epics.
Really? So taking raw notes and structuring them?
Kinda, yeah. The example given was pretty impressive. Turning a two-hour workshop into 5 epics and 15 user stories in minutes.
Wow. Okay, that could save a lot of time and discovery.
Huge time saver. Frees up consultants to have more strategic chats instead of just, you know, transcribing and organizing.
Right. And they also have a design agent for the user stories themselves.
Mm-hmm. That one takes the requirements or epics and helps structure them into proper user stories. And often, it auto-generates draft acceptance criteria, too.
Okay, so it gets you a first pass on the ACs as well.
Exactly. And it adds metadata, automatically links it to the theme, the epic, maybe assigns a priority or release cycle tag, plus integration with Jira. That's key for workflow.
Yeah, linking it straight into the backlog. Makes sense. Was there an example for that one?
Yeah, they mentioned something like taking a simple request, enable partner fund requests, and the AI fleshing that out into detailed stories covering the form fields, the approval steps, error handling, the nitty-gritty.
Okay, I can see how that would accelerate things. And then there was a testing agent, too, focused on acceptance criteria and test scripts.
Right. This tackles the QA side. It takes the user stories and generates detailed acceptance criteria, often in that given when then format.
Weakling syntax, yeah.
And it also creates manual test cases. It even tries to think about edge cases, preconditions, steps, expected results.
That sounds like a massive time saver for QA teams. Documentation is often a bottleneck.
Huge. They mentioned a benchmark generating like 900 test cases in minutes, claiming up to an 80% reduction in manual QA documentation time.
80%? That's wow.
Yeah. And they said the accuracy compared to human-written ACs was pretty high, like 85-90%. It lets QA focus more on actual testing strategy, less on just writing stuff.
Makes sense. Freeing up brain power for the complex stuff. The blog also said getgenerative.ai acts like a Salesforce expert assistant. How does that work?
Yeah, this was interesting. It goes beyond just text generation because it's trained on like thousands of Salesforce help pages.
Okay.
It can actually recommend standard Salesforce solutions based on the requirements being discussed. So if you're describing a need, it might pop up and say, hey, have you considered using digital engagement for this? Or email the case might fit here.
Ah, so it could stop you from accidentally building something custom when a standard feature already exists.
Exactly. Mm-hmm. Saving research time, maybe preventing unnecessary customization. It's like having a very knowledgeable sidekick constantly scanning the Salesforce landscape for you.
Like an AI consultant almost. Okay, interesting. Now, Salesforce itself isn't standing still, obviously. They're baking AI into their own platform, too.
Oh, absolutely. They're making huge investments. It's central to their strategy now. Tools like DevOps Center, Einstein GPT, and the whole Salesforce AI cloud umbrella are prime examples.
Right. Let's take DevOps Center first. How does that fit into managing requirements better?
Well, DevOps Center is really about bringing more structure and modern practices to Salesforce development or release management, change tracking, approvals, pipelines. The key thing for requirements is the concept of work items. These are essentially records that link directly back to a user story.
Okay.
And they're also linked to the source control branch and the deployment pipeline for that specific piece of work.
Ah, so full traceability, from story to code to deployment.
Exactly. End to end.
Yeah.
As Salesforce puts it, it brings DevOps best practices to your development team. It creates this solid foundation. And you can imagine future AI layering on top of that, maybe suggesting backlog grooming or checking story completeness automatically. Plus, the audit trail is fantastic for risk management.
Yeah, that traceability is gold. Okay, and then there's Einstein GPT. That's their generative AI play, right? Lots of buzz around that.
For sure. Einstein GPT is Salesforce's answer to generative AI within the CRM context. For requirements, it can do things like draft initial user stories based on natural language prompts.
So you could just type out the need.
Pretty much. It can also draft things like validation rules, maybe basic flow logic. It can summarize meeting notes, help configure standard features based on requirements.
Okay.
And a big selling point is the Einstein Trust Layer. It's built with enterprise security and data privacy right at the core.
Right. Keeping customer data safe within the Salesforce environment. That's crucial. And wrapping around all this is the Salesforce AI Cloud. What's the big picture there?
AI Cloud is kind of the unifying platform for all their AI efforts. The goal is to let companies use AI securely, at scale, tightly integrated with their customer 360 data.
Mm-hmm.
And it relies heavily on Data Cloud to provide that rich, real-time CRM context. So the AI isn't just generic. It's getting recommendations based on your specific Salesforce data and setup.
Got it. So the AI is smarter because it understands your specific business context within Salesforce.
Precisely. Mm-hmm. Much more targeted, much more effective suggestions because it's grounded in your actual data.
Okay, so we have these emerging tools, both third-party and native Salesforce ones. The landscape is clearly shifting. What's the practical advice here? How should teams actually start using AI effectively for requirements? The blog laid out a sort of blueprint.
Yeah, it did. And the first point is really fundamental. Combine the AI with human expertise. It's a partnership.
Right, back to that augmentation idea.
Exactly. Let the AI do the first draft, the heavy lifting maybe. But then the experienced humans, the BAs, architects, consultants, they must review, refine, tailor, validate. Human judgment remains critical.
Makes sense. Don't just trust the AI output blindly. What's next?
Investment in enablement. Training. Teams need to learn how to use these tools effectively. That includes prompt engineering, how to ask the AI the right questions to get useful results. It's a new skill set.
Yeah, learning to talk to the AI. Good point. And probably best not to try and boil the ocean straight away.
Definitely not. The advice is to start small. Pilot AI on a real project. Set clear goals. Maybe aim to cut story drafting time by, say, 50%, or improve the clarity of requirements for stakeholders.
Mm-hmm.
Track those results. Get some quick wins. That builds momentum and confidence.
Smart. And tool selection. The blog leaned towards Salesforce native tools.
Yeah, for good reason.
Yeah.
Using things like Einstein GPT and AI Cloud generally offers better data security, seamless integration, and aligns with compliance needs, especially with sensitive CRM data.
Right.
If you do use external AI tools, you have to be incredibly careful. Vet them thoroughly. Make sure you understand their data handling, anonymize sensitive information wherever possible.
Data security has to be paramount.
Yeah.
Okay. And then it's about weaving AI into how teams already work.
Absolutely. Don't treat AI as some separate task.
Yet.
Embed it into your existing processes. Agile, Scrum, DevOps.
How would that look practically?
Well, maybe you add an AI draft review step to your definition of done. Or you configure your system to auto-generate draft stories in Jira or DevOps Center when an epic is approved. Maybe use Slack GPT to summarize daily stand-ups and suggest backlog updates. Make it part of the natural flow.
Integrate, don't isolate. Got it. And the final piece.
Measure and scale,
like
any important change. Track those KPIs, documentation time, UAT pass rates, stakeholder feedback. Show the value, celebrate the wins, and then use that data to plan how to roll it out more broadly, strategically.
Okay, that's a solid framework. So wrapping this up, the main message seems pretty clear. AI isn't just hype in the Salesforce requirements world anymore.
Not at all. It's here, it's practical, and it offers real advantages, speed, precision, agility. The potential benefits are significant.
Yeah, these tools and strategies really could help overcome some of those classic requirements headaches we talked about earlier, leading to smoother projects, hopefully.
Mm-hmm. More efficient, more successful outcomes. That's the goal. Mm-hmm.
It definitely makes you think, doesn't it? How could you apply some of this to your own projects? Where are your biggest pain points that maybe AI could help alleviate?
Yeah, and it leads to a bigger question, really. Something for you listeners to ponder. As AI keeps getting smarter and more capable, how does the role of the Salesforce professional need to adapt? How do we best leverage these intelligent tools to shape the future of how we deliver these critical projects?
A fascinating question indeed. The role is definitely evolving.
It sure is. And we've only just started to see what's possible.